Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. A pole dancing axe thrower wins a world championship. That was the news headline.
Oh, no.
Pole dancing axe thrower wins world championship.
And we were like, wow, pole dancing's really evolved, hasn't it?
It's taken on a whole new level. Not only can they do acrobatics on a pole, but they can also throw an axe.
Yeah. And she's Irish too, who'd have thunk?
Well, no, that's right.
And that's how they deal with punters in Ireland. You come near them to throw an axe at
them. That's right. Anything less than a pineapple, you're getting the axe.
Now, we later discovered that this was a totally flawed news headline. It was full of rubbish. She just happened to be a pole dancer who happened to also be an axe thrower.
That's right.
That's all it was.
But I love it. I love it that they saw those two things and they thought, oh, with your powers combined, they will talk about this in a radio station in Australia.
And so we have.
Job done.
I was so inspired by it, I thought I'd make a little top 10. All right, top 10
nice.
Of some of the most bizarrest headlines. This almost falls into worldwide weird.
Okay, I like it.
In 10th position, voters to vote on whether to vote. Come on.
Oh, the irony of that one, that headline.
All right. In 9th position, hospitals resort to hiring doctors.
Where was that? That's one hospital I'm not going to. Probably, yeah.
What about this one? In 8th position, Alton attorney accidentally sues himself. How does that even happen?
He obviously read the Laws for Dummies book.
All right, this is definitely one of my favorites. I've got to say, what position am I? 7? 6? I don't know. 7. Students cook and serve grandparents.
It's delicious. It's a bit tough.
It's a bit tough, you know.
Mutton dressed as lamb.
Smells like cotton buds.
and mothballs.
Where are these ridges? Okay. Bugs flying around with wings are flying bugs.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
That is, okay. Well, actually, I like this one. Muddy creek problem. It's too muddy. These are, honestly, these are genuine headlines, okay?
This
is
the best.
Now, I got most earthquake damage is caused by shaking.
Thank you.
I think we got this one. Now, wait, I had a cool one here. Now, this is from a magazine called Outdoors. Breathing oxygen linked to staying alive.
Oh, wow.
That is a headline.
How much research funding did they get to discover that?
This is the back page. I think I must be down to about the top three.
You are. Top three. Let's go.
State population to double by 2040. Babies to blame. Those babies.
Oh, yeah. Blame them for everything. They can't answer back.
All right. What about this one? Miracle cure kills 5th patient. Oh, that's horrible, actually.
All right. It's a bit of black humour right there.
Number one. Okay. We're building up for this one.
Number one. All right. Mississippi's literary program shows improvement. Now, you don't get that yet, but it's spelled Mississippi incorrectly. Clearly isn't as improving as they would like it to improve.
Just shows improvement, not yet a success. We're working on it.
There's an upside to it. There we go. That is another world-famous Damien Leith top 10.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
You can reach out to Jade and Damien here at Wave FM anytime through the website, or you can get us on Facebook. We've started kind of doing a bit of this and hence getting more stuff forwarded to us through the Facebook page.
Yep.
If you're going through a bit of, you need some advice, or, you know, there's a bit of an issue you want us to flesh out and toss around on the show.
We are here to help.
Here's one that's been forwarded to us. Advice needed. I have a friend who is cheating on her husband. It's been going on for months.
Cheating on her husband. Okay, go on.
Her opinion, Jade, her opinion is that she's doing her husband a favour by staying with him because she earns more money and he loves her and doesn't want to live without her.
Oh, so she's doing the favour. Is she doing him the favour by sleeping with somebody else? Is that... what she's doing as a community service as well.
Should I tell him or will I be the bad guy? Would anyone honestly not want to know if their spouse was cheating on them?
Oh, that's a hard one. Because she's put it like it's her friend.
Yeah.
So, like, is that the girlfriend like her best friend?
Presume so.
Or like, where's her loyalty lie? Mm.
It's controversial, this one. Okay, yeah. So she earns the most money. He's mad about her. But she's with another guy on the side. But she's doing him a good deed by staying with the husband.
I'm playing up on him, but he should be happy because I'm sticking with him.
Oh, sympathy marriage.
But are they still kind of having relations in this marriage?
Doesn't sound like she's got time.
Well, she's busy earning the coin and sleeping with someone else.
She's exhausted, of course.
That's a tough one because, like, morally you would go...
No, tell him.
You tell him.
Oh, boom, shakalaka. Tell him. He wants to know that. It doesn't matter. Okay. He loves her because he loves who he thinks she is.
Yeah.
But clearly, there's another side to her that he doesn't know about. Yeah. And he needs to know that. You can only say that she's doing him a favor by sticking with him if he knew about it all along and he was content with that.
And he was okay with that. I know. But then the other flip side is, like, if you do tell him, You don't want to be the... I don't think you want to tell him in an obvious way that it's from you. You more just want to, like, post a letter.
Ah, I like that.
What's because you want to be anonymous. You want to be that anonymous person because otherwise, the thing is with stuff like that, and I've had it happen to a friend of mine, all right? Yeah. She lives in America, where a similar situation. There were good friends where they hung out with and one was cheating and then she told... the husband, and then it ended up backfiring on her. She kind of got the blame for it. Their relationships all fell apart and that husband and wife ended up moving away.
Yeah.
But she copped it. And then everyone, and she, it's almost like her name was Tar. Wow. And tarred, and like, because she was the one who destroyed their marriage or tried to destroy their marriage. But the thing is, she was having an affair. So sometimes a messenger can be shot.
But this is where relationships can get a bit complex because I've got a mate whose partner... I think treats him pretty poorly.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And he's aware of this.
Yeah.
But he's said to me, I don't care how bad she treats me, she looks good on my arm.
Oh, God.
So maybe that could fall into this.
Well, maybe.
Well, gee, that's real superficial, isn't it? That's that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I'd
be the thing I'd want to, you'd want to know.
You'd want to know. You'd want your mate to go into an internet cafe, set up a new Hotmail account,
and just
called Cheaters Anonymous, and send you an email.
Yeah, that's
an untraceable email.
Okay, exactly right. And then they can do with that what they will.
That's right.
Then you've got a clear conscience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I like that. You've solved it. Yeah. If you've got any issues, regardless of what they are, you'd love Jade and Damien to toss it around. Get us through the website or hit us up like most people are doing these days on Facebook. Shoot us a message through there where you can be totally anonymous, no dramas at all.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Got a parent hack here.
All right. I'm all ears. Yep, I love parent hacks.
It's something that I discovered yesterday. All right?
Okay.
You will never buy your child a present they don't like ever again.
Okay, come on.
And this particularly comes with older kids, all right?
Okay.
Because, you know, teenagers, they're so hard to buy for.
They give out about everything, don't they?
So my daughter Alani turned 20 yesterday, and for her birthday, I bought her socks. We're talking Bond socks, about six packs of Bond socks. Also bought her some Bond's bralette-y things. I bought her four of those.
Yeah.
I bought her some makeup brushes.
Okay.
Black puffer jacket and a pair of Converse. She loves every single one of them.
Ticking every box.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And you know how I know she loves them all?
How do you know?
Because they are the things she steals from me every day.
Oh, I like what you did there.
See?
I like it. You're an observant parent. You're watching what's going on. You're like, yeah, a little thief. She got that.
That's right. It's more of the case. So I go, where's my black jacket? Has anyone seen my black jacket? And Alani walks in with it on. Same with my Converse shoes. Couldn't find them, but she said they're really good shoes to lift weights in. So she took them off me. Makeup brush, always in her room in her makeup bag. The socks, I go and get socks all the time and that it just dwindle over time. I've got like two odd socks left. They're different pairs, two. One's black, one's white, because she steals them all and I don't know where she puts them. So, look, All I'm saying, if your kids steal something from you, just take note. And then when it's their birthday or Christmas, buy it all from them. And
that
then,
is awesome.
Not only do you know it's not a wasted present, you also get your stuff back.
I absolutely love this. Jarvis, he's turning 17 on the 7th of September.
Oh.
So I'm going to get him a crate of Guinness. Oh, wait, he hasn't been stealing from me. Oh, no.
I think you've been drinking that yourself.
Sorry, I'm losing my mind.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
This is the Joke Off.
Yeah, as Book Week rolls on, Book Week celebrations hit Jamboree Public School
a
little bit
right.
later today, and you've just roped Damien in with his costume for the parade.
Exactly. He was meant to be Batman, couldn't find the outfit, so he's now a minion. He's downgraded on the superhero stakes, but looks really good.
Looks great. You can check it out, Illawarra. Damien in his minion outfit. We are doing this on Facebook right now. Damo's going to kick on and actually do the joke off in his minion outfit. So that can only add to the lols. Simple rules. 5 jokes a piece. Take it in turns, and there can only be one winner at the end of this who will be crowned our big joker of the week. Okay.
Okay.
Jade, you are good to go.
I'm good to go. Now, this week I've actually got jokes that have been sent to me by Wave FM listeners.
Beautiful.
Because they're determined for me to beat Damien, because he beats me most weeks. The first one's from Kimmy in Tongara. We all know and love our Kimmy.
Yeah.
Here's her joke. Where do sardines go on holidays?
I don't know.
Cans. It's a good one. Yeah. The minion likes it. He was jumping around.
Where do you find a cow with no legs?
Where?
Exactly where you left it.
Come on, that's the winner.
Yeah.
Oh, I think Jade gets the win on that one.
Thanks, Kimmy.
They're both good, but
cans is nice this time of year.
It is. Okay. All right. I bet we have $100 I could make a car out of spaghetti. Ha! You should have seen her when I drove past her. Dad joke. Andy, that was a great dad joke. I love it.
All right, teacher turns around to the kids and says, you've got to come up with a word that ends with tar that talks about eating things. And one kid says, a predator. Next kid says, an alligator. And the third kid, little Johnny, says, a vibrator. And the teacher says, a vibrator? But that doesn't really eat things. And Johnny says, well, my sister says she has one, and it eats batteries.
Come on!
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. We'll give you that one, Damo.
You can have it, Damo.
It's one apiece.
It's
one
apiece.
I know. That's the first.
On to our third joke.
Okay. My wife was mad at me for my addiction to the monkeys. I thought she was joking, but then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. That's another dad joke. I'm loving these dad jokes. Well, it is Dad's Day on Sunday.
Jay, these are terrible.
Okay.
A guy goes into a pet shop and he says, hey, can I have 12 bees, please? The pet shop starts putting all the bees out on the table. She counts out 13. He says, wait a minute, that's 13 bees. And she says, that last one, that's a freebie.
Oh, freebie, yeah. Good. Stop whacking me. He's in this Minions outfit and he's just like bouncing off me like we're wrestling. That's not WWE. I need a Minions outfit.
Damo gets that one, so it's 2-1, Jade.
All right, I'm bringing it home. Okay. At breakfast, a man asked his wife, what would you do if I won the lottery? She replied, I'd take half and then leave you. Great, he said. I won $12 yesterday. Here's $6. Whoa. Stay in touch.
All right. Pollen is what happens when... pollen is what happens when flowers can't keep it in their plants.
I think Jade's got that one. So yes. we're 2 apiece. It's down to the cider. This is it.
The last
the final joke.
Okay. Why are men like nappies? They're usually full of poop, but thankfully disposable.
Oh, ouch.
I know.
All right, there was a guy, he died, he went up to heaven, and he was at the pearly gates, and St. Peter says, listen, you've had a pretty dodgy life. Have you ever done anything good that would warrant getting into heaven? And the guy says, you know what? I came across a person being attacked by a gang of thieves. I went up to the thieves and I said, listen, leave that person alone. You got to deal with me. And then I pulled the earring out of the thieves' ear. I ripped it out. And St. Peter says, wow, that was a very noble thing to do. When did you do that? And the guy says, about 3 minutes ago.
Oh, the minion for the win.
The minion, yeah,
the minion for the win.
Good job.
Take those jokes to work, share them around, and especially on Father's Day, there's a plenty in there that you can hit Dad with.
He's getting really, like, this minion outfit, and he's kind of morphed. He's getting really, really physical.
He's like a karate ninja. Karate minion. All right. Check it all out at Facebook Live.
I have no sense of distance.
You can take it off now.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
GoFundMe Friday.
Yes. I love it too.
Oh, and it's so good. This is like the good karma segment of the week. Yep. This is when we hear about a local people that need a helping hand, and you, Illawarra, have the opportunity to give them one in the form of a little cash injection.
Yeah.
$5 for go your daily coffee. That's all we say. It doesn't have to be, you know, a $12,000 lump sum or anything like that. Every little bit counts.
Forego one of your daily coffees.
Yeah, just one of your daily coffees. Yeah, that's right.
Very, very true. And just so you know as well, for anyone who does GoFundMe, a lot of people worry about giving money online and they're like, oh, I'm going to get emails and I'm going to get this and that. When you do GoFundMe, you can click a little button that says, I don't want to receive any emails and I don't want anyone to know I gave the money. So it's really, really simple. It's a simple thing to do.
That's right. And today's GoFundMe people that we want to put a spotlight on are for a group of young local girls that have achieved something amazing. They have been selected as one of the only 24 teams around the country who'll be taking part in the Australian Basketball Junior Championships.
Whoa.
How good is that? We've got with us now somebody who's heavily involved with the team, and that is Maddie, because she's the assistant coach. Good morning.
Good morning, Mads.
Good morning.
Tell us about your girls. How old are they?
So our girls are either in year 6 or year 7. I think we have a few in year 8. So they're 11, 12 and 13-year-old girls. And we've got about 12 in our squad.
12 in your squad. Now, these guys have become number one in New South Wales country. That is awesome. Yeah. How long have they been playing together?
So this team was selected about November last year. So we've been training for the last 10, 11 months together to achieve their qualification to nationals.
Well, that is so awesome. I can see the photo here with them all in their Hawks gears, like big future Hawks players right here.
Well, they train at the Snake Pit, don't they?
Yeah,
we're based out of Ingwinville, the Snake Pit connected to the NBL Hawks, but, just locally.
That is awesome.
So what is it that you're looking for?
So we've set up a GoFundMe page and we're aiming to raise $2,500. We're currently sitting just under $1,500. And the highest donation will receive a blue State of Origin 2019 signed jersey donated by Bryden's lawyers.
Ooh, look at you guys. A bit of an incentive there.
An added bonus. Now, just for everyone listening, what do you need the money for?
So the tournament's based out in Sydney in 3 weeks' time.
Yep.
And to compete at a national tournament, it's not always the cheapest trip for the girls or their families to watch them compete on the national level. Mm. So we'll be using the money to go towards a bus for the team or for the uniforms, accommodation while we're there, hopefully some excursions to the World Cup. So it's basically just going straight to the team and then the girls can we can decide what we want to use it for.
That is so good. And you're not asking for much. You're asking for $2,500 and you already got almost $1,500. Yeah. So not much. So if you want to donate to these young athletes who have achieved so much already and hopefully will go on to achieve a lot more at the Australian Championships, just jump onto our Facebook page, wavefm.com.au or wavefm965 a little later on this morning, and you'll be able to follow the links and
get it all sorted.
Drop them some coin.
Good on you and congratulations, assistant coach. Pass our best on to the team. Good on you, Madison, all part of the Illawarra Basketball Association, and let's help these girls continue the great work and the success that they've achieved so far. They've done it for the state, now they can do it nationally.
Yeah! How cool is that? Go girls!
Love it.
Good on you, Maddie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.